American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Biden tells his staff he's in it to win it, as at least two congressional Democrats have publicly called for the president to drop out of the race. Here's Fox's Jackie Heinrich.
The White House and the campaign have forcefully pushed back on that New York Times report alleging that an ally of the president who reportedly spoke to him in the last 24 hours says that the president was weighing suspending his campaign as he looked at the tough road ahead, convincing the American public that he's still a viable candidate and that the stakes could not be higher for his ABC interview coming up in a couple of days. The White House, again, denying those reports. We had heard that that interview was only going to be 15 minutes long by a White House request. We are now hearing that that is not true.
The New York Times also reports that the president says his ABC interview and other events in the coming days will make or break his reelection campaign. And the Boston Globe editorial board is urging President Biden to bow out of the presidential race after his disastrous debate performance. In a column published today, the editorial board criticized the Biden administration for not doing enough to relieve the nation of its concerns. The writers noted there was a bevy of potential candidates waiting in the wings to take on Trump. A federal judge has granted the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops as well as employers in two southern states temporary relief from complying with a federal rule that would have required them to provide workers with time off and other workplace accommodations for abortions. A judge granted the preliminary injunction in two consolidated lawsuits, one brought by the Attorneys General of Louisiana and Mississippi, and the other brought by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Catholic University, and two Catholic dioceses. Go to AFN.net for more. Even as we're learning about the dangerous and sometimes deadly side effects of the COVID mRNA vaccine, the government has awarded a multi-million dollar contract for a similar type of shot. Here's AFN's Steve Jordahl.
After 3 years of government and social media censorship about the effects of the spike protein created by the COVID mRNA vaccine, we're starting to see studies linking the shot to blood clots, heart failure, and more. Undaunted, the Department of Health and Human Services has awarded a $176 million contract to Moderna for another mRNA vaccine. Cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough.
No, it's not safe. And this is a contract for messenger RNA vaccination for bird flu.
He says government researchers have been working on the bird flu virus here in the U.S.
The government is creating a bird flu pandemic in part because of gain-of-function research done in government USDA laboratories. Fortunately, the current version appears to be pretty mild.
But he says to expect the panicked messages pretty soon, perhaps even accompanied by mandates.
We haven't seen serious human cases, but at the same time, it's going to lead to more fear, basically a constraint on the food supply, and now advancing dangerous vaccines into humans, which are not medically necessary or clinically indicated.
McCullough says the lessons of the COVID pandemic are lost or willfully ignored by the government.
Our government agencies appear to learn nothing. I can tell you, I think the public has learned a lot. And I don't know a single person who is going to be taking one of these vaccines.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
General Motors will pay nearly $146 million in penalties to the federal government because 5.9 million of its older vehicles do not comply with emissions and fuel economy standards. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said in a statement today that certain GM vehicles from the 2012 through 2018 model years did not comply with federal fuel economy requirements. Hurricane Beryl causes cruise ships to adjust itineraries, Fox Weather reports. Carnival Horizon will add a visit to Nassau, the Bahamas on Friday, July 5th, instead of visiting Cozumel, Mexico on Thursday, July 4th. Beryl is forecast to reach the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico tomorrow night or early Friday. By Sunday night into early Monday, it may reach land in Mexico or Texas. And residents along the Texas Gulf Coast are urged to monitor the progress of this storm. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.